USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At yesterday's edition of the impeachment trial against President Trump in the Senate, Trump attorney Alan Dershowitz claimed he has never seen a more divisive time in America. And Dershowitz had this warning.
This will just be the beginning of a recurring weaponization of impeachment whenever one house is controlled by one party and the presidency is controlled by another party.
President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi applauding Democrats, who she says made the original draft of the deal better. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
A federal appeals court will not review the ruling that struck down the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals voting 8-6 against rehearing the challenge yesterday. The request was made by one of the court's judges. Last month, a three-judge panel declared the individual mandate unconstitutional, and while the case has been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, it may not be taken up by the High Court before the 2020 election. A state lawmaker wants Tennessee to recognize CNN and the Washington Post as fake news. Republican Rep. James Van Hus introducing such a resolution yesterday. It would have Tennessee's General Assembly recognize the two news organizations as fake news and condemn the media outlets for denigrating Tennessee residents, implying they're weak-minded followers instead of people exercising their rights that were paid for by veterans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. House passing legislation that would sanction China if it violates human rights in Tibet. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process.
Police and fire officials are probing a blaze deemed suspicious at a high-rise building in Los Angeles yesterday. Police say it'll take time to complete the investigation into whether that fire in the 25-story apartment building was deliberately set or an accident. 11 people were injured. 2 firefighters also suffered minor burns. As the fire tore through part of the building, dramatic rescues played out on live TV. Rescuers using helicopters to save people from the roof and balconies. And Pizza Hut is doubling the love this Super Bowl with 2 years of free pizza for 2 bundles of joy. Yeah, the first parents to have twins after Sunday's kickoff will not only get the deal, but also 2 tickets to next year's big game and $22,000 towards the lucky twins' education. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.